Librarian Nancy Pearl gives you book recommendations that usually are aimed at grown-ups or maybe older teens. Today, Nancy's got a younger audience in mind as she talks with KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman.
Nancy Pearl, welcome back.
Thank you, Marcy.
You have brought in books for very young readers, or maybe not even readers yet. They're picture books. And is there a low threshold for when you can start sharing picture books with a child, a young baby?
I think you could start sharing picture books when the child is in utero. I hold them up and start reading them. I think it's the very earliest books, Mother Goose rhymes, things with a very strong rhythm. And then as the child gets a little bit older, they're ready for a longer book with more of a story arc. I think that the best picture books for adults to read, because really what you want is a book that you won't mind reading again and again and again and again. Mm-hmm. I always find that humor is a good attribute for that kind of book to have.
There are, if you go to a good bookstore, many, many, many picture books on the shelves. What makes an excellent picture book in your mind?
I think an excellent picture book comes about because of a collaboration between the artist and the writer. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting fact that, in fact, editors, when they buy a picture book, what they buy is the text. So if you're interested in submitting a picture book, don't include pictures with it, because then they want to match up the text with the correct artist.
So they have a stable of illustrators.
They have a stable of illustrators.
How interesting.
Yes.
You have raised children and now you have grandchildren, and they are probably too old for picture books at this
right.
point. But I'm wondering if you noticed then or notice now generational shifts in picture book taste?
I think that the classic picture books are classic. I think that many of the books that I shared with my daughters are the books that my daughter has shared with her daughters. And I think that's true of children's books in general. The Saturdays, the Moffats, my father's dragon. Mm-hmm. I remember my school librarian taking me to the shelf at Hallie's school in Detroit and giving me the book My Father's Dragon. And lo and behold, kids are still reading that today.
You have brought in two different picture books.
The first one by Nina Layden is Roberto the Insect Architect, and that's a few years old.
Roberto the Insect Architect.
Yes, Roberto is a termite. He's an architect. And this is one of the books. Nina Layden has a wonderful, wonderful sense of humor, and it comes through in all of her books. This one happens to be my favorite. Roberto is going out looking for a job as an architect, and he's a termite, as I said, and Fleas Van Der Rohe says, there are no termites in my houses, and Antonia Gaudi blurted out, I'm busy, don't bug me, and it just has that kind of humorous sensibility. So this is not really a picture book for very young kids. This is one of those books, I think, that 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old kids will really start enjoying the wordplay.
This is a local writer.
She is.
Roberto's kind of a hipster guy. You've also brought in a book that looks a little less hipstery.
Yes, this is a book that came out last year called Finding Winnie, the True Story of the World's Most Famous Bear. So you might say, well, who is the world's most famous bear?
And I would say Yogi or Smokey, not no, Winnie.
Yes, but this is bear is Winnie the Pooh. And this is the story of how Winnie the Pooh came about. And it's a true story. It comes from the author Lindsay Maddox's own family. The end pages have photographs of,
oh my gosh,
of the real bear who was Winnie. And it's the story of a veterinarian who is from Winnipeg going off to fight in World War I. And he sees, as they're waiting for a train, a man who has a bear. And he buys the bear from the man with all the money that he has. And this is the bear that becomes the pet of his army unit. And when they're going off actually to fight, he gives the bear to the London Zoo. And he has named the bear, he's from Winnipeg, and he names the bear Winnie in honor of his hometown. It is just a wonderful story. And it's framed as a mother telling her child the story of her ancestor's real bear.
So as opposed to Roberto, the insect architect, which has a lot of tongue-in-cheek, finding Winnie with these beautiful watercolor, I think, illustrations yes. is much more a sort of traditional sweet story.
It is. It is a very sweet story, and it's a story that I think anyone who has read and loved A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh will really appreciate.
Picture books are still alluring in the internet age.
I have to say, I think they're probably not only just as alluring as they were when you and I were reading them. I think they're just getting more and more interesting. And there's a world of wonder out there in picture books.
Nancy, thanks so much for coming by.
KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman talking with librarian Nancy Pearl. And you can find all of Nancy's book picks at KUOW.org.